奉主耶稣圣名，继续来学习道理。
Name of Jesus, continue to study the words of God.
我们下午继续来来谈巴兰先知论以色列百姓的特质。
And continue with the study of Balaam regarding the characteristics of the Israelites.
我们早上已经提到巴兰的口其实上是被神控制着。
And so we mentioned this morning that the mouth of Balaam was controlled by God.
他虽然非常希望能够顺自己的意去得到好处，但是神绝不允许他说出任何做主百姓的话。
And so he wanted to say something for his own benefits, but God did not allow Balaam to say anything that would hurt the Israelites.
所以每次他讲出来的话都变成祝福。
And so whatever he said, they actually became words of blessings.
所以从民数记二十三章到二十四章，我们看到三次他为以色列人祝福另外有一次是论以色列百姓的预言。
So we can see that Balaam he blessed the Israelites three times instead. And then later he proclaimed the characteristics of the chosen people of God.
我们看民数记二十三章第十一节。
Let's first turn to Numbers chapter 23, verse 21.
第十一节，对不起，第十一节。
Verse 11 instead.
二十三章十一节。
Numbers chapter 23, verse 11.
巴勒对巴兰说：“你向我做的是什么事呢？我领你来做主我的仇敌，不料。”你竟为他们祝福。
Balak said to Balaam, "What have you done to me? I brought you to curse my enemies, but you have done nothing but bless them."
这里说不料，就是说巴兰所讲出的话出乎巴勒的意料之外，他怎么会讲这种话呢？
But Balak was very surprised. Why would Balaam say something else instead?
所以巴兰所讲的，从第七节一直到第十节，这是有祝福神的百姓的话语。
And so from verse 7 to verse 10, these words of Balaam's, they were blessings instead of curses.
好，我们现在继续看第二十三章的二十三章，我们现在。来读第从第二十六节二十五节二十五节
please read verse 25
二十三章的二十五节
chapter 23 verse 25
这是第二次巴勒对巴兰说你一点不要咒诅他们也不要为他们祝福啊
then Balak said to Balaam neither curse them at all nor bless them at all
每一次巴兰他说要去求神看神有什么指示的时候巴勒其实都很期待听到他想听的话就是做主以色列民的话语
That is Balaam say to Balak I need to see what are the words of God that want me to say and Balak was hoping Balaam would deliver words of curse
那等到巴兰讲完之后巴勒都很失望，说：“你怎么都是讲祝福的话呢？”
But Balak was rather disappointed to hear that Balaam spoke nothing but blessings.
意思是说，你就算不要祝福，你也不要做主，你也不要祝福吧。
So now he said, "You know what? Just don't bless and don't curse."
但是每一次神把话放在巴兰的口中的时候，巴兰都。不得不说，他一定要讲出来的。
Whenever Balaam began to speak, he was compelled to say things that God wanted him to say.
因为神已经把话放在他嘴巴里面，他不吐为快，他不能不说，吞不下去了。
And for God had put words in his mouth, that he had to say it.
好，但是巴勒他都很失望，他觉得说再试一次。
But Balak was very disappointed at the outcome, so he wanted to try it again.
所以这每一次都是换一个地点，在观察这些百姓。
And so they figured maybe if I change locations, I will change the results.
好，我们现在看第二十四章的第十节。
Let's read chapter 24, verse 10.
第三次，巴勒对巴兰生气， 就拍起手来对巴兰说，我召你来为我做主仇敌，不料你这三次竟为他们祝福。
Then Balak's anger burned against Balaam. He struck his hands together and said to him, I summon you to curse my enemy, but you have blessed them these three times.
所以连续三次巴兰都讲出祝福以色列选民的话语。
So three times in a row, Balaam spoke words of blessings to the Israelites.
那结果这三次之后，那个巴勒就受不了了。二十一节说，如今你快回本地去吧，我想使你得大尊荣，但是主却阻止你不得尊荣。
And so, so Balak said to Balaam, why don't you just go home, right? I wanted to give you big rewards, but the Lord did not allow.
所以最后巴兰是被巴勒赶回去的。
And so Balaam was sent back by Balak.
他也不想再试了。
So Balak gave up trying.
因为再怎么让巴兰讲话，最后讲出来一定是祝福更大的话，越多祝福。
Because whatever Balaam tried to say, there will be words of blessings.
所以我们就看哈，第三次就是第二十四章的，从第三节开始到第九节，这次的祝福最完整。听那个巴勒听完之后说，好了，够了，再下去哈，不知道还有多少福气要给他们，不要再讲了。
And so, chapter 24 from verse 3 to verse 9, that was a very complete description for all the blessings where Balak basically said, well, that's enough, you know, I don't want to hear it anymore.
所以就把巴兰请回去，叫他回家，回家。
And so he asked Balaam just to go home.
好，那巴兰在他回去以前，他说，我现在还有一段话要跟你讲，我不讲不行。
And so Balaam said, hey, before I go home, I need to say something else. I need to say it.
所以第十四节说，我现在要回本族去了，你来，我告诉你这民日后要怎么样待你的民。
He said, now I'm going back to my people, but come, let me warn you of what this people will do to your people in days to come.
所以最后留下一段非常重要的预言。
And so this became an oracle delivered by Balaam.
那这段预言不但论以色列百姓跟摩押人之间的关系，甚至连提到了有关于列邦将来的发展。
And so here it describes the future relationship between the Hebrews and the Moabites, but also the future of God's salvation plan.
他提到以后选民他要得胜。
And that is the chosen people of God will be victorious.
不但得胜摩押，还要得胜以东，还要得胜亚摩利人。
And they'll be victorious over the Moabites, the Amalekites, the Amorites.
还有基尼人。
And also the Gideonites.
好。
The Kenites, I'm sorry.
那他也预言以后亚述要兴起。
And also the rise of Assyria.
以后这个兴起的这个国度啊，要来俘虏以色列的选民。
And this new nation will enslave the chosen people of God.
那这个就看到神用巴兰的口去给出了祝福，也给出了预言。
And so God used the mouth of Balaam to give blessings and also prophecy.
我们知道巴兰后来他死了。
And so Balaam later he died.
他明明知道这群人是神祝福的百姓。
And so he knew that these are the people of God, blessed by God.
他也看到了，他也事先知道这群百姓日后的发展了。
And he foreknew the future of God's people.
但是他却不愿意成为当中一份子。
But he failed to become part of God's people.
我们今天下午来看一看这三段的祝福。
So this afternoon we can take a look at the three blessings.
我们看完了巴兰对选民的祝福之后，来想想看，我们是否愿意成为其中的一份子，而且我们愿意能够呈现出选民应该有的特质。
And so after we examine these blessings, we can ask ourselves, would we want to be a part of God chosen people and enjoy these blessings.
那这样的这些圣经里面的真理，能够实际的呈现在我们的生活里， 我们才是真正有福的人。
And so that we may manifest the teachings in the Bible and truly be blessed.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这里，你会不会觉得你很幸福
？And so, do you feel rather blessed right now?
今天能够来到教会聚会守安息日
，that we may gather here, in God's sanctuary to observe the Lord's Sabbath.
我们弟兄姐妹每一个人都这样亲密，像一家人一样一起吃饭。一起团契，一起祷告，一起大声歌颂赞美神。
And so that we may sing him and have fellowship with the Lord, and enjoy a meal together in the Lord.
那每个人都真的因着耶稣基督有从神而来的爱，然后我们会彼此关心大家能够互相的劝勉提醒。
And
because, 我个人觉得我们是非常羡慕的一群。
Because of the love from God, we genuinely care for one another.And we can feel the sincerity, and truly I feel I am well blessed.
真的，如果我们曾经在一个不一样的国度生活过的，我们现在来到神的家，会觉得说这里非常的不一样。
And indeed, if you have lived outside of the household of God, and now you enter in, you'll feel like this household of God is wonderful and is different.
在这里有神
，because God is here.
有真理。
The truth is here.
每一个人都有一个共同的原则。
And we have the common principle.
我们都有共同的目标，共同的盼望。
We have a common goal and a common hope.
我们有共同的使命。
With a common mission.
大家可以手携手，成为一家人，一起往前努力。
That we can hold hands together and strive forward.
当我们读完了圣经这些道理之后
，So after we studied the truth in the Bible.
我很愿意成为当中的一份子。
I am willing to be a part of this.
这是为什么定这个题目
？And that's why the topic it is what it is.
主啊，我愿属你。
That O Lord, I want to be yours.
我期待弟兄姐妹也都能够有这样的一个认知，我们愿意成为神家里的一份子。
And so I hope not only the brothers and sisters, but all our visitors and friends, we have this understanding and belief, and that we want to be a part of God's household.
我们是蒙神祝福的百姓。
For we are the people blessed by God.
是被神分别出来，不列在万民当中的特殊的居民。
So we were set aside from all nations, and not counted among all nations.
是有神同在的民。
And so people belong to God.
是组成这一个圣洁祭司国度的百姓。
And is the people of whole royal priesthood.
我们也是把这个耶稣基督的福音带给万民的这个尊贵的民。
And we are the honorable chosen people of God who shall also deliver the message of Christ.
我们是世上的盐，世上的光。
We shall also be the salt and the light of the world.
在这个短暂的生命里，在这个混乱的世代当中，我们成为主耶稣基督的见证人。
So in this finite life of ours, among all the chaos, we can be the witnesses of Christ Jesus.
看二十三章的第七节。
Please refer to chapter 23, verse 7.
二十三章第七节
，Chapter 23, verse 7。
巴兰提起诗歌说：“巴勒引我出亚兰，摩押王引我出东山，说：来呀、啊，为我作主雅各，来呀、啊，咒骂以色列。”
Then Balaam uttered his oracle. Balak brought me from Aram, the king of Moab, from the eastern mountains. Come, he said, curse Jacob for me. Come, denounce Israel.
所以巴兰他是。出于亚兰，所以在那个大河那边辟夺这个地方就是亚兰地。
And so, so Balaam he came from the region of Aram, which is the on the other side of the great river.
他是被巴勒雇来的，要来咒诅以色列民的。
And he was brought by Balak to curse the Israelites.
第八节，神没有咒诅的，我焉能咒诅？主没有辱骂的。我焉能怒骂呢
？Verse 8, how can I curse those whom God has not cursed? How can I denounce those whom the Lord has not denounced?
意思是说，他没有办法去改变神的旨意。
Balaam realized that he cannot change the will of God.
因为他要说的话已经都被神放进去，他一定要讲出神要讲的话了。
Whatever needed to be said, God has already said for him.
那他现在第九节说，我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的民，不列在万民中。
Verse 9, from the rocky peaks I see them, from the heights I view them. I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nations.
其实巴兰一开始他通常煮好了坛之后，他就是往前去要去求法术的，他本来都是这样做。
So Balaam, his normal task will be build an altar and then perform his sorcery.
他求法术，他是凭什么而有特殊的能力啊？
And what kind of a special sorcery could he perform?
当时候巴勒就是摩亚人，他们是拜巴利的。
And so the Moabites they worship the god of Baal.
所以巴勒哈、精心挑选了一个地方。
And so Balak especially pick a place.
第二十二章的四十一节。
Verse chapter 22, verse 41.
他把巴兰带到巴利的高处，从那里可以看到以色列营的边界。
And 41, the next morning, Balak to Balaam out to Bamath Baal, and from there he saw part of the people.
这个所谓的巴利的高处，就是在这个光秃的高的地点哈。是专门在拜巴利的祭坛。
And so this high place is actually the worshiping place of Baal.
那这个就是摩亚人他们当时候所敬拜的神明之一啊。
And so that's one of the gods that the Moabites worship.
那现在巴兰照他的方法筑坛献上牲畜之后，他就往前去要去求法术，求这个神明跟他讲话。
And so Balak built the altar for Balaam, and Balaam thought he can just perform the sorcery like what he used to do.
那是神主动的来迎接巴兰。
But instead, God came and met with Balaam.
然后神把他的话放在巴兰的口中。
And then Balaam Balaam spoke the words of God.
所以二十三章的第五节。二十三章第五节，主神把话传给巴兰。
The Lord put a message in Balaam's mouth.
你看英文就写得很清楚，是主把他的 message 上的话放在巴兰的口里面的。
And so the Lord put a message in Balaam's mouth.
放下去，你就要讲出来啊。
If it's there, you gotta say it.
好，所以现在讲出来的这段话就是神眼中的以色列人。
And so these words describe how God view the people of Israel.
我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这个我是谁？
It says from the rocky peaks I see him. What is this I?
是神怎么看待这群百姓的？
This I represents how God sees the people of God.
其实我们 要注意，当时候以色列百姓在他们的营地里面根本不知道这个巴勒在搞什么鬼。
And so the Israelites they probably wondering what is this Balak guy doing?
就是巴勒现在去请了这个术士要来咒诅以色列百姓，他们全然无知的。
And so the Israelites probably didn't know what Balak was up to.
他们就是正常过日子啊。
They live their life like they should.
原来有一个这么大的危机在他们当中正在进行，他们不知道的。
But there was an evil scheme against them, yet they did not know.
但是神都知道。
But of course, God knew.
所以神控制了巴兰的口。
So God controlled the mouth of Balaam.
现在讲出了这段特殊的信息。
And this message was then delivered.
然后就让我们了解说，在神眼中属他的百姓是何等的特别。
And so this teaches us that how special are the people of God.
所以属神的选民第一个特色就是他是独居的，不列在万民中。
And so the people of God, the first characteristic is the people who live apart and not consider themselves one of the nations.
其实从他们 当初住在埃及，他们就是被分别出来的。
So even when they were living in Egypt, they live apart from the Egyptians.
当埃及人在遭受这个十个灾的时候，以色列人他们都过得很平安呢、啊。
When the ten plagues struck the Egyptians, the Israelites live in peace.
这就是神眼中的民，他们是特殊蒙福的。
And so this is the people of God from God's perspective.
独居是因为被神分别出来。
They live apart because God set them apart.
神为他们预备了那个居住的环境。
And God prepared a place for them to live.
独居不是说因为他们跟别人处不来，所以他被人家赶出去，被人家隔离了。
Live apart doesn't mean they've beenlocked down or get isolated by the community.
独居是因为他们知道他们是属谁的，他们该做什么，所以他们主动的跟其他人有分别了。
Live apart means because they know they're different from others, so their behaviors and their actions are different from others.
四十年前在西乃山，神就跟第一个世代人说，他们是要成为祭司的国度。
And so 40 years ago, when they left Egypt, God told them that they ought to be a people of royal priesthood.
这是在出埃及记的第十九章，西乃山下神特别宣告的。
We can find such recordings in Exodus chapter 19.
他们是属神的子民，祭司的国度，圣洁的百姓。
They are the people of God, a holy nation and royal priesthood.
现在神要把他们这群人领进去那个迦南美地。
And that these group of people will now enter into the land of Canaan.
特别吩咐他们要跟当地人有分别。
That they should be different from the people there.
所以现在所谓的独居，就是不管在敬拜神上面，在日常生活当中，在他们的思想观念里面，他们都要跟当地人有所分别。
And so, to live apart means their behaviors, their habits.And their value system should be different from the locals.
他们现在特别都得到了神的指示，他们现在有神的律法，知道生活的原则在哪里。
So they know God's law, and how they should live their life.
神特别要他们禁戒异教的风俗。
And God asks them not to practice the pagan.Religious beliefs.
在利未记第十九章，我们看一下。
We can review Leviticus.
利未记第十九章
，Leviticus 19,
第二十七节
，19:27,
第二十七节
，verse 27。
他这里这个是神当时候特别跟百姓说的一些生活上应该注意的了。
There's some examples in which God told the Israelites not to follow.
从二十六节开始看。
We can start reading from verse 26.
你们不可以吃带血的物，不可用法术，不可以观照。
Do not eat any meat with blood still in it. Do not practice divination or sorcery.
二十七，头的周围不可剃，胡须的周围也不可损坏。
Do not cut the hair at the side of your head or clip off the edges of your beard.
28. 不可为死人用刀划身，不可在身上刺花纹。我是主神。
Do not cut your bodies for the dead or put tattoo marks on yourselves. I am the Lord.
29. 不可辱没你的女儿，使她为娼妓，恐怕地上的人专向淫乱，地就满了大恶。
Do not degrade your daughter by making her a prostitute, or the land will turn to prostitution and be filled with wickedness.
30. 你们要守我的安息日，敬我的圣所，我是主神。
Observe my Sabbath and have reverence for my sanctuary. I am the Lord.
31. 不可偏向那些交鬼的和行巫术的，不可求问他们，以致被他们玷污了。我是主你们的神。
Do not turn to medium or seek out spirits, for you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God.
你看他这一段一直在讲不可以做的事啊。
And so here it mentions some items, that they should not do.
其实就是在我们今天的敬拜神的事情上，在我们的生活里面，包括我们的衣着各方面，我们都要跟这个世界有分别的。
And so today, how we behave, including how we dress, should be different from the trends of the world.
异教的风俗里面， 淫乱不是什么大事。
So among the pagan belief and their practice, adultery is not much.
他们想做什么就可以做什么。
They may wish to do whatever they want to do.
他们把罪恶淫乱当作荣耀的事。
They may even consider these perversions as normal.
在异教的风俗里面，很少有所谓的保守。
And so in the pagan belief, there is no such word as being conservative.
很多时候都是要强调要开放。
But rather, they proclaim openness.
要接受这个也可以，那个也可以，没有什么不可以的。
And as if anything is possible, and there is nothing restrict any kind of practice.
所以你再看异教的风俗里面，他们在拜神的时候，其实都跟淫乱有关系的。
And so these pagan beliefs, many times when they worship their idol gods, it would involve adultery.
但是神说，因为这些淫乱的事情，地就被玷污了。
And the Bible says that because of all these adultery acts, the earth was defiled.
所以神不允许他的百姓这样做。
And so God does not allow His people to do such things.
然后还要把时间分别出来，安息日，他说这是属神的。
Instead, God also proclaimed that Sabbath belonged to God and it shall be set aside as holy.
圣所就是会幕，神居住的所在，要敬重这个地方有神。
And so the sanctuary is the holy place of God. This is the dwelling place of God.
所以独居表示说他们现在把自己分别出来，要追求圣洁。
And so, to set apart means that they should pursue holiness.
那这个就是今天我们对属耶稣基督的人子自己本身要有的自觉。
And so, for those of us who belong to Christ, we should also have this realization.
我们是蒙神所爱，已经被主耶稣基督从外面当中拣选出来的人。
That we were chosen from all nations.
那你看，巴兰他讲了这段话之后，那个巴勒一听说，这个是祝福的话，为什么？
And so after Balaam said all these, Balak thought, well, these are words of blessings.
第十节就是二十三章的第十节。
Chapter 23, verse 10.
他说：“谁能够数点雅各的尘土啊？谁能够计算以色列的四分之一？我愿如一人之死而死，我愿如一人之终而终。”
He says, "Who can count the dust of Jacob or number the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and may my end be like theirs."
意思就是说，这个神的百姓多的不可胜数，就是没有办法数过来的。
It means that the people of God will be so numerous, is uncountable.
这一群被分别出来的民，追求圣洁的，他们在神眼中是义人呢。
And that this people set aside from the world, they are considered righteous.
那这些蒙福的人是很多人很羡慕的。
And that these blessed people are people who long want to be a part of.
那时候你看巴兰自己说，哇，希望能够像义人一样。
And so even Balaam said, "Whoa, I hope I can be like them." And
但是其实他后来他也没有追求成为义啊。
But in fact, he did not pursue any of the so-called righteousness.
但是其实，在神眼中，我们是特殊，是圣洁的民。
But in reality, we are truly a royal priesthood and honorable people.
就算死亡都非常尊贵。
Even if we pass away, it is heavily regarded.
看诗篇一百一十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 116.
诗篇一百一十六篇
，Scroll Psalm 116，
第十五节
，Verse 15，
一百一十六篇第十五节
，Psalm 116 Verse 15，
在神眼中看圣民之死极为宝贵
，Precious is the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints。
这些属神的人在神眼中是圣民
，And so for the people of God。They are considered saints.
属神的通常都会加上一个圣这个字眼。
And those who belong to God, they are holy people of God.
所以这个地方如果神临在了，这个叫圣地。所以神要摩西说，你把你的脚鞋子上脱下来，因为你站在圣地。
And For example, Moses called the place that he met Moses, the holy place, holy ground.
这个圣所，因为是神住的地方，所以叫做圣洁的居所，是属神的。
And or the holy place of God, the sanctuary of God, this is where God's holiness dwells.
这一群百姓属神的民，所以叫做圣民。
And so these people belong to God, therefore they are called the saints.
在神的眼中，圣民的死极宝贵。
And so Bible says that even the death of his people is precious in the sight of the Lord.
因为他们是习得世上的劳苦，最后要被接到神的荣耀里去的。
Because after they rested from the burdens of this world, they will be received by God in heavenly kingdom.
所以我们今天属神的百姓啊，我们已经胜过死亡，已经不再恐惧了。
Therefore, for the people of God, we have overcome death and overcome fear.
因为我们的主，他是生命的主宰。
For our Lord, He is the Lord of hosts.
我们在他里面可以有平安。
And so we can have peace within Him.
啊，我们在他里面死守到底，一定有好的结局。
And so, if we hold our faith in the Lord, we will receive our end, our honorable glory.
所以最后，你看巴兰他讲出了这个神的百姓，他们就是这样子蒙福。
And so Balaam proclaimed these blessings, and indeed the people were blessed.
所以今天我们在耶稣基督里面是被拣选的，我们一定要有这个自觉。
And for those of us who were chosen in Christ Jesus, we must have this understanding.
我们不可以效法世界。
Let us not follow the trends of the world.
不要一直想要跟这个世界一样了。
Let's not try to be like the world.
我们要一直想要跟耶稣一样才对。
But we should pursue the likeness of Christ.
所以我们的生活目标要一直看着主耶稣基督，他到底在世上怎么过日子。
And so we have to focus our eyes on Jesus to see how he lived.
不是追，我们在世上不应该是一直追求世上的财富。
Instead of pursuing only the wealth of the world.
其实当我们不愿意去追求财富，如果我们的信心增加，我们如果配得过，神就把应该有的财富给我们了。
And so if we are worthy of receiving the wealth from God, God will give you as much wealth as you want.
财富如果是从神来的，会让我们富足，我们会觉得够用，我们绝不会有忧虑。
And so if the wealth is indeed from the Lord, we will feel blessed, content, and without worry.
但是世人不一样啊，他要一直用自己的方法一起去争取，然后去翻转，好像可以获得更多，但其实得到的是更大的忧伤跟忧虑了。
The people of this world try to use their own intelligence to trade to make more money, but instead they were pierced with many sorrow.
那所以我们今天被神分别出来的百姓要一直看着耶稣基督。
So today, as the people of God, we need to focus our sight on Jesus.
要从圣经里面去看我们该有的追求。
We need to understand the correct pursuit according to the Bible.
那了解我们今天被，既然是被分别出来，就有一个使命，就我们生活有一个目标。
That since we're set apart, our mission should become our target of life.
就是要成为主的见证人。
That we should be the witnesses of the Lord.
因为我们的生命已经更新了。
For our life has transformed.
我们看以赛亚书四十三章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 43.
以赛亚书四十三章。
Isaiah 43.
第十节。
Verse 10.
以赛亚书四十三章第十节。
Isaiah 43 verse 10.
主说：“你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。既是这样。”便可以知道且信服我，又明白我就是主，在我以前没有真神，在我以后也必没有。
Verse 10, you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor will there be one after me.
我们现在是主所拣选的仆人，是来跟随他，来侍奉他的。
So we are the servant of God to serve the Lord.
我们是他的见证人。
We are also the witnesses of the Lord.
我们的一举一动都跟耶稣基督的名声有关系的。
And so our actions and our behaviors are related to Christ Jesus.
如果有什么好，主耶稣就有份了。
If we did something good, then Jesus is glorified.
如果我们做的不好，主耶稣也有份了。
If we did something bad, then the Lord is put to shame.
所以我们一定要记住我们的身份特殊了。
And so we need to understand our special status.
是已经被分别出来的名。
That we are people set aside and set apart.
那么从圣经从圣灵的引导里面不断地去追求心意更新变化。
And that we can pursue the renewing of our heart and mind through the power of Holy Spirit.
再看回来民数记23章第18节。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 23.
第18节。
Verse
18. 这是第二段巴兰论以色列民的祝福。
And so this is the second blessings from Balaam.
巴勒你起来听，西波的儿子你听我言。
Arise, Balak, and listen, hear me, son of Zippor.
就是你注意听神告诉我什么话。
And so he wanted to tell him that this is what God is going to say.
第十九节，他就先跟巴勒介绍这位神是怎样的神。
And so he introduced to Balak, what kind of God is the Lord?
神是信实的，他说话算话，绝对不会后悔，绝对不会说谎。
God is not a man, that he does not lie.
他定的旨意一定会实现。
He does not change his mind.
二十节，我奉命祝福，神也曾赐福，此事我不能翻转。
Verse 20, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot change it.
意思是说，巴兰完全需要服在神的大能手下。
That is, Balaam need to submit to the absolute power of God.
在这个时候，他很清楚的。
So he realized this.
我们人在神面前基本上是微不足道的。
That we are insignificant in front of God.
说实在的，神要人死就死了。
If our life would end, then it would end.
所以在埃及的时候，神透过摩西跟法老说，如果要你死，你早就死了，你还要在那边好像张狂这样子跟神夸口。
And so God told Moses and said to Pharaoh that if God wants you to die, you would die already.
好像我们人可以跟神对抗这样子，其实不行。
We may have this perception that we can somehow go against God, and that is not possible.
二十一节
，verse 21.
他未见雅各中有罪孽，他未见以色列中有奸恶。主他的神和他同在，有欢呼主的声音在他们中间。
No misfortune is seen in Jacob, no misery observed in Israel. The Lord their God is with them, and shout the King is among them.
这是一群蒙神赦免罪孽的百姓。
So these are the people who, whose sins were forgiven.
就是说，神未见雅各当中有罪孽，表示说，其实在神眼中，他们所犯的这些错误，神都愿意赦免，神也可以赦免。
And that is God's willing and has the power to forgive the transgressions of Jacob.
在神眼中，其实有时候加患难给百姓是为了他们的好。
And if there are some tribulations, it's really to make them better.
所以这个罪孽有时候被翻译成患难。
And so sometimes transgressions is translated into trials.
或者是祸患。
Or maybe just some obstacles.
就是说在以色列百姓当中，他们所经历的这些艰难困苦，其实在神眼中都是特殊的祝福。
That is, even if they encounter hardship and suffering, these are all blessings in disguise.
那神事实上是跟他们同在，要祝福他们的。
And God was with them and ready to bless them.
所以神在他们当中是掌权的王。
And so God is the King of kings.
这一个神，他是王，他是有怜悯、有恩典、有慈爱的。
And he is full of mercy and compassion.
他为百姓行了何等大的事。
And how great of wonder he performed.
所以在第23节说。
So verse 23.
他说没有法术可以害雅各，没有占卜的可以害以色列。现在必有人论及雅各，就是论及以色列说，神为他行了何等的大事。
23, there is no sorcery against Jacob, no divination against Israel. It will now be a set of Jacob and of Israel. See what God has done.
这个就是今天被神分别出来，神就特别照顾，跟他们同在了。
And because God set them apart, and therefore people can see the blessings they receive.
所以这群民称为圣民。
Therefore they are called the saints.
他们的国度称为祭司的国度。
Their nation shall be a nation of royal priesthood.
他们所在的城，这个就是属神的城，神特别眼目看顾的。
Their city shall be called the city of God.
我们看一下以赛亚书六十二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 62.
以赛亚书六十二章。
Isaiah chapter 62.
有神的同在的民，他们所居住的地方都是特别的了。
Isaiah 62, the dwelling place of God's people are special.
我们看第十二节。
Isaiah 62, verse 12.
人必称他们为圣民，为主的属民。你也必称为被眷顾不撇弃的城。
Verse 12, they will be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you will be called so after the city no longer deserted.
是被神救赎的
，and they were redeemed by the Lord，
有神的同在啊
，and they with the abiding of God，
这当中有神的保护
，with the protection by God。
所以你看那些法术咒诅对以色列百姓其实都不管用。
So the curses and sorcery they amount to nothing against Israel。
我们今天教会里面有许多弟兄姐妹啊。有经过这样的一个见证跟恩典。
And today, there are brothers and sisters among us who have witnessed such blessings.
以前有一些他们是行法术的，后来信耶稣了。
And in the past, there were people who were who practiced sorcery and later on came to Christ.
来到我们教会里面，他才了解说，哦，原来是这个神千万不得。
And so after he came to our church, he realized that God cannot be mocked.
我们教会过去有一些人是以前是当乩童的，或者是行邪术的，他来信耶稣了。
And so, in the past, there were people who practiced sorcery, or even witchcraft, and they came to believe, in our church.
他们来了之后才发现说，原来他们以前以为他们好像很有能力，其实是在黑暗的世界里面，以大鬼去欺负小鬼。
And so they thought they had some special power, but little did they know, they were.Living in darkness, rely on some bigger power of the devil against some other smaller power of the devil.
就好像黑道里面那个大流氓去欺负小流氓一样啊。
It's just like the big boss of the gangsters would have some authority over some small-time gangsters.
但是对在光明当中的神的百姓，他一点都没办法的。
But toward the people of God living in lights, they are powerless.
因为这个神的百姓哈，这个神的教会哈，似乎有那个神的能力，有天使在维护着一样啊。
Because the people of God, the sanctuary of God, are protected by angels.
这个就是啊，蒙恩的人，如果神开我们的眼睛看到，你就知道说，原来有神同在是何等的重要。
And so people can see and witness that indeed, with the abundance of God, we are well protected.
我们不需要忧虑了。
So we don't have to worry much.
不要像一般人很害怕一些禁忌。
And so, we don't have to worry about all these superstitions.
你看今天有些人，他们即使在西方这个社会啊，他们还是会看日子的。
And so, even in the Western society, certain dates, people don't like.
在这里人对一些数字哪一天有时候也很敏感啊。
And so they don't like certain numbers or maybe certain day of the year. That's not good.
不信人就不信，信的人就信得很真了。
So there are people who are very superstitious, even in the United States.
所以有时候他们其实，在西方这个社会也有许多人求法术啊。
And so we can see all kinds of fortune tellings, tarot cards, all kind of sorcery.
也是跟这个邪灵、跟这个黑暗的势力在打交道啊。
They involve in spiritual medium, Ouija boards, and all kinds of stuff.
因为没有安全感。
They have no security.
但是今天我们在主耶稣基督里面都可以放心。
But today in Christ Jesus, we have nothing to do with those.
我们做什么事不需要看日子的。
And we, whatever we do, we don't worry about certain good luck or bad luck dates.
只要有主耶稣同在，每一天都好日子。
If the Lord is with us, every day is a good day.
哪一天我们失去了神的同在，失去了圣洁，那个就是不好日子的开始。
But if the Lord is not with us, then that day is a bad day.
所以现在神所分别出来的民，有神的保护，其实有一个前提。
And so, the people of God being protected by God, there is a prerequisite.
前提就是相信这位独一的神。
The condition is to believe in this one and only God.
我们愿意顺服他的原则。
That we are willing to submit to His will and command.
他告诉我们要追求圣洁。
For our God wants us to pursue holiness.
要远离罪恶。
To shun evil.
什么事情都要尊重他。
That we need to honor God.
我们如果能够这样做，我们大可放心。
And if we do that, we can be at peace.
众人在忧虑的时候，我们内心很平安。
Even if others are in worry and in toil, we can be at peace.
因为有神做我们的主，我们还有什么可怕的？
Because if the Lord is our God, what is there to worry about?
看箴言第三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
第三章，我们请来读第三节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3.
第三节，不可使慈爱诚实离开你，要记在你的颈项上，刻在你的心板上。
Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart.
第四节，这样你必在神和世人眼前蒙恩宠，有聪明。
Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and men.
第五节，你要专心仰赖主，不可依靠自己的聪明。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
第六节，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
第七，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏主，远离恶事。
Do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord, and shun evil.
这个就是今天神对我们的应许，我们要切信。
And so this is the promise from God that we must believe.
我们是得神祝福的民，有神同在，事实上是有能力的。
That we are well blessed, and with the power of God, we can do many things.
所以当时候巴勒听完巴兰讲完之后，他说：“怎么你怎么一直在祝福这些人呢
？”And so Balak heard the words of Balaam. He was troubled by all these blessings.
其实巴勒本身就已经很害怕以色列人了。
Because Balak himself was afraid of the Israelites.
他现在听完巴兰一讲之后，他更害怕了。
But after the words of Balaam, he was afraid even more.
这下子他要怎样能够得胜这群人呢？
How is it going to survive the attack from the Israelites?
其实这群民对他来说都不会有威胁。
But actually, the Israelites pose no threat to him.
他如果听完巴兰这样讲说，那我来投靠他，成为他们的一份子，那不是更好吗？
And after he heard the words of Balaam, if he says, "Well, let me join this." This group, and would that be better?
现在有些话说，我如果竞争不过你，我就跟你一样嘛。
Of course, there's a saying that, hey, if you can't beat them, join them.
所以其实巴兰讲完之后，巴勒他大概可以说，那我能不能够成为以色列百姓？
And so, a better choice for Balak would be, hey, let's join them.
跟他们对抗，既然赢不了，那干脆跟他们一样，我就成为他们当中一份子啊，不是更好吗？
那 if you can beat them, and you might as well be a part of it.
为什么一定要跟神的百姓你死我活呢？
And why should a person seek self-destruction?
而且他也知道他一定胜不了了。
He also knew that he cannot overcome anyway.
但是我们就知道说，有时候人真的是顽固，死骨不化，到死都不改变。
But we know that there are many people who are very stubborn.
这个就是有时候如果不是神拣选的话，眼睛一直都是瞎眼的，都看不到。
And indeed, if it wasn't for the calling of God, some people for their entire life could not see the goodness of the Lord.
好了，现在巴勒不死心啊，第三次。
And so Balak thought, well, maybe try again.
好，我们看24章的第一节。
Please turn to chapter 24, verse 1.
好，因为这个事已经是第三次换了一个地点了。现在巴兰他现在 在, 再一次，他就说他就不前去求法术。我们就看到说巴兰他一开始他是同样做法，都是想要求法术来做主以色列人的。
For the first two times, Balaam thought he can, seek a sorcery to curse the Israelites.
但是两次经验之后，他就学乖了，他就不用去了。
But after, the two, prior experience, he realized that's useless.
他在那个地点，他举目看见以色列百姓照着支派居住。
And so he saw how, the Israelites live, organized, by the tribes.
就在他所住的那个坛旁边呢。
And encamp, tribe by tribe, right next to the altar.
然后之后第二节说，神的灵就临到他了。
And then the spirit of the Lord came upon him.
那神的灵临到他之后，这个时候巴兰眼睛好像打开一样。
And then his eyes were open.
所以他说他本来是眼目闭住的，现在他 眼睛打开看到了。
So he said that his eyes were shut, but now he could see clearly.
他看到什么？
And what did he see?
他看到这属神的百姓被分别出来的有神同在人，他们是一个怎么样的国度？
And that what kind of nation is this people of God?
第五节说，雅各啊，你的帐篷何等华美，以色列啊，你的帐幕何其华丽。
How beautiful are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel.
第六节说，如接连的山谷，如河旁的原址，如神所在的沉香树，如水边的香柏木。
Like valleys they spread out, like gardens beside the river, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters.
第七说，水要从他的桶里流出，种子要撒在多水之处，他的王必超过亚甲，他的国必要振兴。
Water will flow from their buckets. Their seeds will have abundant water. Their king will be greater than Agag. Their kingdom will be exalted.
这里那个巴兰眼睛看到的以色列的国度是这么样的井然有序。
And so Balaam saw how well organized is the kingdom of God.
他的帐篷华美，他的帐幕华丽，表示说他看到这个国度里面有神的荣耀了。
And so he saw how beautiful were the tents and the dwelling place.
那现在这个国度里面是这么样让人亲近，何等想要说我能够成为其中的一份子啊。
And so how wonderful is the kingdom of God and how a person longed to join the kingdom of God.
第六节，我们如果看这样的一个文字的描述，你就觉得说我们如果能够身在其中，不知道何等喜乐。
And so just by reading at verse 6, we...could wonder how wonderful it is if we can be a part of it.
连接的山谷
valleys spreading out.
河旁的园子
and aloes planted by the Lord.
有这些沉香树，有香柏木
with cedars, with gardens.
你就在这里面，你就看到发出香气，在里面你会觉得说，哇，在这里真好。
And so you feel like it is wonderful to be here.
这里就是在说明神的国度，这个其实在预言的真教会的美景。
And so this is a prophecy of the true church.
这里有神的话语。
That within it there is the word of God.
有属神的百姓可以发出香气的。
That is the people of God bring forth the fragrance.
在这里有生命的活水流出的。
And there is the water of there is the living water.
就好像这个就是有圣灵的活水。
Which is the Holy Spirit.
在这里有真道的种子可以到各地方去产生新的生命。
And then there is a new life, new seeds of gospel to increase the membership.
所以这里好像是一个福气的源头，可以把各种好的生命的带到各地方去的。
And this is the source of all goodness to bring abundance to everyone.
这就是今天神的教会，神的国度。
So this shall be the church of God.
那凡为他祝福的就得福。
Whoever blessed will be blessed.
我们看第九节
，verse 9，
他蹲如公狮，卧如母狮，谁敢惹他？凡给你祝福的，愿他蒙福；凡咒诅你的，愿他受咒诅。
Like a lion, they crouch and lie down. Like a lioness, who dares to rouse them? May those who bless you be blessed, and those who curse you be cursed.
这一段话就是最开始在创世纪十二章神对亚伯拉罕立约的话语。
And so we can find such promise when God promised Abraham.
神他的国度最后一定兴旺。
That is the kingdom of God shall prosper.
愿最后当主耶稣再来，在他的国度点名的时候
，And so
when, 你我都在其中。
And so when the roll is called up yonder, we shall all be there.
让我们一起为真教会的复兴努力。
And then we can work together, for the revival of the true church of God.
让我们都可以在真神祝福的国度里面欢呼喜乐。
And that we can all shout with joy, in the kingdom of God.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn
208首
208.